look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Adam Copeland in for Marty Lurie this morning. Welcoming now Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, nice to talk to you again. How did you enjoy Stanford and Oregon? I know it didn't go the way of Stanford, but you were rooting for Oregon, were you not?
Well, I've got a daughter up there, so that's kind of the deal for us right now.
Yeah.
Well, we were in the sun. We were baking big time in 90-degree heat, but it was fun to go down there and good win for Oregon and Stanford. Well, maybe next year.
Did you get a chance to catch up on the other college football? Some great stuff. San Jose State,
oh, yeah.
Incredible win.
I came home and watched Arizona State, which was a great game. But then UCLA, Washington State was just beyond belief.
Unreal. What, they scored 50 points in 20 minutes or something?
Yeah. They were down 32, and they win 67-63. You know, I'm not a big fan of Chip Kelly, but I kind of felt good for him because, you know, they were just going down the tubes and all kinds of media pressure, get him out of there, and he kind of resurrected a little bit of the old Oregon magic there.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Meanwhile, my Cal Bears are the only unbeaten team in the conference, so things are going completely haywire.
Well, don't talk about it. They might notice. You know what I mean? We
got to
keep it under wraps, at least for right now. The Giants yesterday, another tough one, 8-1. They've got one run over 18 innings here in Atlanta. They look to get a win today. Logan Webb on the hill. But I want to go a little off base here. John Shea in the Chronicle this morning, your colleague, had a good article or a couple good notes about unbeatable records in baseball, like records that will never be broken. I think number one that comes to mind is Johnny Vandermeer, right? You're not going to throw. You may tie two no-hitters in a row. Three in a row would be unlikely. But he mentioned the 13 pitchers it took Bruce Bochy to win a ballgame the other night. It won't happen again because they're shortening the rosters next year. We've talked a lot about this, Bruce.
Yeah, and you know, thank goodness it won't happen again. They're also thinking of expanding the rosters during the regular season. I'd like to see him go up 2 to 27 and put a limit on the pitching staffs at 12, because I hate to see benches thinned out way too early in the game, and you know, next thing you know, you're down to considering your second baseman on the mound. Just too many pitchers in general, you know, these days, and it wears on your bullpen. The bullpens are what's going to win or lose it for you, and if you're wearing them out like that, it really gets tough. But you know, things are just completely crazy now. I mean, the Giants have kind of taken it to the extreme with using 13 pitchers. But, you know, Bochy had them, so he used them.
Yeah, why not? Why not if you've got them? And that's kind of the way baseball goes now. You got to get the right matchup in there. We were talking earlier to Kevin McAlpin, who covers the Braves for 680 The Fan in Atlanta. And we were talking about how the Dodgers seem like every year they've got 50 guys on their roster. They've got a right-handed lineup and a left-handed lineup. It's just like whoever they're facing, they got a whole new team to face you.
Yeah, and they brought up a kid, Gavin Lux, who's in the mix now. Just when you're used to Alex Verdugo, another good young lefty hitter who's going to be part of the postseason. He might not be because of the back injury, but Gavin Lux is a primetime prospect. He just destroyed the PCL and really looks good. Probably going to be their second baseman. So, yeah, I mean, it's funny because last year, you know, they had the same kind of thing, and they felt so good about their platoon. They sat Bellinger in a lot of postseason games, and it kind of hurt him. They're not going to do that with him this year, but talk about having some options. Yeah, Dave Roberts has a bunch of them.
Do you think we're going to get to a spot, and it seems like we're already kind of on the way, and the Dodgers may be at the forefront of this, at sacrificing the defense just to get the all right-handed or left-handed lineup in there? I mean, they're going with Muncy at second base. They were putting Freeze at second base a little bit last year in the playoffs. I think more teams are going to start doing that, taking guys out of their position just to get the bat on the right side of the plate.
Well, yeah, you know, it depends. I mean, if they've got enough pitching to cover themselves, but you know, you got to be able to hang in these high scoring games when they're happening so often. The home run numbers are completely off the charts. You got to be able to hang, and that's been a big problem for the Giants, is that they just don't have that top to bottom power, you know, by any means, and they don't measure up to these teams in the slightest from the offensive end, and it's a shame because the Giants put a real good defensive lineup out there, and that's always fun to watch, but it doesn't always get you to the finish line. So yeah, I think that will happen. you know, assuming you don't just put a complete butcher out there where he costs you the game.
Defense is fun to watch, but you're right. The saying isn't chicks dig the diving stop in the six hole.
Exactly.
Doesn't roll off the tongue quite the same.
No.
Bruce Jenkins with us. I want to ask you about Justin Verlander. He's going to take on the Angels today. He's got 19 wins. He's looking like he could win the Cy Young. It's crazy. He may not even be the best guy on his staff. He probably is, but Gerrit Cole having an insane year. Zach Greinke been fantastic. But he's going for win number 20 today. And in the age where wins are kind of antiquatable and they're not a big analytic thing, is there something still important about winning 20?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you'd love to see an analytics guy go into a clubhouse and tell all the pitchers that 20 doesn't mean anything or that wins don't mean anything, because they mean everything to the pitchers. You know, those numbers are their livelihood. They're, you know, they'll quote you the WHIP and all these other numbers, and you know, WHIP is an especially great stat, but it, you know, wins, that's common lingo in the clubhouse. You know, if you're 10-1 or 1-10, that means something. And 20 is still, to me, a magic number. It's pretty rare, but I love what Verlander's doing. You know, He's some of these games he's thrown is like his hardest pitch in the ninth.
Yeah.
He just hit 99 for the first time, and I just love seeing that. I hate to see the death of the complete game, the death of guys who are brought up deep into games. And again, it comes back to the bullpen. So if you get a guy like that, you might only need one, maybe two relievers in your game, and that's going to help you down the line.
It's funny. I sort of think about it the other way, where they're saying, you know, wins are not important. It's not indicative of really much. But to me, because pitchers go such a short distance into games now, the win to me does carry a little bit more weight. It's not just based on what your offense did. It's saying maybe you pitched long enough into a game. You didn't just go the four innings like a Tyler Beatty or Johnny Cueto yesterday. You got to go five, maybe six to pick up that win. I think it adds more weight personally.
Yeah, it does. And it's a different measurement. You know, it used to be a good win. I never really believed in the quality start for six innings, but a really good win was seven or eight or to go nine. But now if you give them the five and your team wins and you get the win, you've kind of done your job.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. One more here with you, Bruce, before we get out for Giants pregame. Do the Braves remind you of anybody? I've been thinking about their lineup and the Astros teams of the early 2000s, the Cardinals teams with Pujols and Rolen and Jim Edmonds. Do they remind you of anybody like that? I mean, they're a relentless top four.
Yeah, that top four, it's, you know, Rose, Morgan, Perez, and Bench, you know. I mean, just devastating, you know. I mean, like you say, those four guys, I mean, you're talking about three of those four guys are MVP candidates. And I think we were talking yesterday about it, you know, I think the Braves have a really good shot at the World Series, but they just assault you with the top of that order. And it's not so bad as you get down lower in the order, too. And that's a really good team. And they're set up for the future. The farm system's looking good. You know, that's a team that's going to look at Bumgarner, I think. And you know, heaven help us all if they get him.
That's a good call. They could use a big ace like that. And you add him to Dallas Keuchel and Soroka, that could be dangerous for a handful of years. You just diving into some football today. What do you got going, Bruce?
Yeah, the 49ers and the Raiders, you know, pretty much. And you know, I'm staying on top of the baseball. I'm taping the, you know, being track of what the A's are doing. I'm taping the Indians and the Twins and Tampa Bay. You know, just I 13 events yesterday. I don't think I'm going to break that record.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I taped everything but the Hawaii dog show, I think. But,
you're like the Bruce Bochy pitching change of watching sports events. There you go, 13 of them, yeah.
You know, I got to stay current. I'm getting older. I don't want to be an old grumpy guy saying get off my lawn, so I'm staying current, Adam.
All right, Bruce. Records that won't be broken. Amount of games Bruce Jenkins watches in one afternoon. All right, Bruce. Nice chatting with you. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks a lot. Good stuff from Bruce Jenkins. We're getting ready to start Giants pregame here on the other side. We got a great great little interview with Marty and Brian Sabian, talking about Brian Sabian's start as general manager here. All that and more is coming up as Giants pregame gets going on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.